Otaku Nation UK, and we've got two interesting animes from Alex. She fancied a little bit of sci-fi and a little bit of demon magic. So let's talk about my favorite. So the foxy one, Harriet.
Kakure-san.
And let me tell you,
Kakure-san.
that word kakure is never going to get out of your mind because it's
Nope.
said about 100 times.
Yep.
Kakure,
It's.
kakure, kakure, kakure. Shut up! It's
Yeah.
Alex! I just imagine Alex doing it, and it's like, I'm going to
Come
strangle you.
on. I don't have much Alex. You like foxes, but like fox spirits and all that. So, but this
Yeah,
is
but
just
this
like.
show was hilariously
It was
stupid. It
great. I
was.
don't get where it's going, but I love it.
Yeah.
Just to, I'll brief it out, but basically, this you start off in a room, and this girl, she looks like she's got, it's like a paper, almost like a Ouija board, and
Yeah.
she's summoning Kakure, which is a demon. And basically, it's just funny because you don't know what's going on, but this dude's like, "Why have you locked me out? Why have you locked me out?" And he breaks the window and comes in. She was like, "Ghost, why are you breaking into my house? Please leave." And then she's kicking him out. He's like, "But you called me. You summoned me. Why the hell are you getting rid of me?" And she was like, "Please leave money for the broken window that you just broke." And then he's like, "No, I'm not going nowhere. Screw you." And it's ridiculous. He then explains that he's a demon and she summoned him. And then she keeps doing it. Like, she'll summon him and he's like, "Oh, I was in the bath. What do you want?" And she'll be like, "Ooh." And then he'll be like, "Oh, do you want to have a bath with me? You can, you know." And then she'll call the police. I don't get it. So it looks like everyone can see him, even though he's a demon.
Yeah, and most of the fact that he's got ears and a giant bell around his neck,
Bell, yeah?
which
Bell. I just assume everyone just doesn't care.
no, it's yeah, maybe they're so desensitized now in Japan that it's just like, oh, it's just another demon
And
going
maybe
around
that's what he's
cosplay.
cosplaying.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty much wearing like Japanese robes, and then the ears, and then the bell. I mean, the bell looks normal. I mean, it's just the ears. You're just, and the tail. He has a tail.
Oh, does I never noticed the
Oh, it's when he's in the towel. You notice the tail, and you're like, "Whoa, it's a tail." So I've have to say though, it's really heartwarming. I mean, the girl irritated me because she keeps referring to herself as a doll, and she does talk very monotone, like.
I
Nye,
didn't.
nye, nye. I want to eat
Yeah.
ramen. I have to eat junk food. You can't give me real food. Nye. And she's like, weak as anything.
I did notice at the very beginning her eyes were normal, and even when she was
No.
summoning him, and then when she went and saw him
He
in the.
leaves at one point, and when he leaves, he it actually affects her, and then her eyes go back to normal.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, she's kind of like gone back to
Doll-like again.
doll mode, yeah, in inverted brackets. But yeah, I liked it, but it was kind of, where is this going? I have no clue. I went with it, and then. At the end, I was just like, oh, this is really sad. But I'm interested in now because they had a dog spirit, and I think there's a raccoon spirit as well, and a cat spirit. So.
Oh, the dog kept going,
Oh,
"Ooh,"
Inu,
every word. I'm like, what's
yeah.
that about?
I think he's. I read in the synopsis that he's fascinated about the girl as well. So. I forgot her name.
Annoying
Kahina.
girl.
Kahina.
Yes, annoying girl. Yes,
Yep.
very annoying. Alex, how did you feel?
It's so cute.
Ah!
I enjoy it because I wasn't expecting much of it. I thought it was going to be some weird action sci-fi series. The fantasy series based on the picture that comes up, and then I was watching, I was like, oh no, it's just a girl that feels nothing and a fox that doesn't give a damn and is just hanging out with her, and he doesn't even say why he hangs out with her. He's just like, oh,
He's literally hanging out with her. She's right. He is.
he's like, oh, she summoned me, I might as well stay, have a bit of fun. Actually, no, she's getting me arrested. What?
Yeah.
I loved watching
He's
this.
he does insinuate though that no one went to his shrine apart from her, and then he'd often see her playing, and then he'd come visit, and then she was like, the word for that is stalker. And then he's all like, but you're my friend, right? And he's about to like go hang himself, and she's like, are you blackmailing me into saying I'm your friend? And it's like, they need, as much as she is like, she eventually realizes she needs him, he needs her. Weird. But
Yeah.
then he mentions at the end he will stay with her until the promise is fulfilled. So what's the
Yeah.
promise? Do 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 do
That's it.
Oh.
I think
And then
yeah.
this is all nice, and it turned out to be a great anime, and then the second one was like, oh, fuck my life.
Yeah, this
Sci-fi bullshit, what? Alex. Why? Why did you do this?
I picked that one at random.
This is World Trigger. This is basically about again, aliens are taking over the world. Blah, 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 blah.
They put except they're called neighbors. Do you know what it is? Again, I just could not relate to this protagonist. He was irritating as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Useless.
Actually, both of the main guys annoy me. One guy was just like, I'm going to save you, and then gets beaten the shit out of. Literally, that was just his role, to get beaten up.
And the other one's like, do you know what? You got yourself into the mist. Go do one. I don't really care. I don't even know what I have to do in my life, you know?
He kept pouting. That was annoying me. He just kept pouting. I wasn't a fan of the actual animation.
It was very sloppy.
Yeah.
It was just, like the white-haired boy, he was kind of... I really didn't like the design. I thought it was very ugly. And, you know, like, we've been treated to some beautiful animation in the last few months, but this is literally just like, nope. No, what are you doing?
It was nice at the start, you know, when they're telling the story about the whole neighbours thing.
Yeah.
Neighbours, gonna destroy you. You had like almost like hand drawn stills. Mm. That was quite nice. Where it was all drawn, like the people running away, neighbours killing everyone. But then it just went into the nice modern animation, and it was like, ugh. And then the neighbours were CGI'd. Why?
No clue.
Why did you do that? How depressing. Yeah. So Alex, how did you feel about the second one that you picked at random? Will you be following it?
I think we've lost her.
I think that was a no. I think that I can't redeem this anime, so I must leave.
So all in all, yeah, the second one, I think we could all say it wasn't great. And I don't think we'll be carrying it on.
No, but the other one, on the other hand, was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And different.
Yeah.
Different concept. Kind of slice of lifey, but a bit fantasy. And then it's kind of open. It's already shown us all the characters. So you're a bit like, ooh, do I want to know about the guy living in the box?
That's true.
Do I want to know about the random old man staring?
Oh, Alex, you're back. Sorry.
Yes. Joys of shitty internet.
What did you think to close off?
Yeah, of Trigger.
Yeah.
World Trigger.
There we go.
Yeah, it looked promising, the name sounded awesome, and then I watched the show and went, wow, I don't like any of these people. And then cue the opening, where it's like, look at all these different coloured characters that'll turn up later on in the series. And I'm like, what? Is this Attack on Titan colour coordinated ball people?
I think that's an insult to Attack on Titans myself.
Yeah, it was, well, at least in Attack on Titan, when you get a new character, you don't know how long they're going to live.
No, that's true.
On this, it's just like a rainbow parade of how many different weapons can we come up with to give people to use and then create a character? It's like, hey, look, it's like an army of weirdos. Just useless. Oh, I just... I watched the opening, saw the crappy CG beast, and I was like, oh, great.
Oh, can I just comment about the closing credits of the first anime?
Oh.
Oh my god, that dancing scene. When it turned disco, I was like, oh yeah, I'm loving this.
When animes go wrong, completely wrong.
Hey, I got one good one.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. We're getting better.
But to be fair, that was a setup because I liked that one.
No, that's true. I quite liked it as well, so 1 out of 2is not bad.
The second one, it was just like, what looks promising? That one. Oh, no.
Oh, don't worry, we're not holding it against you. I picked mine at random. Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
It's a thing, right. It's going to happen. Yep. Yep.
Guys, I have to mention... Pokemon that next week.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait. I seriously cannot wait. You can see I'm losing my words.
Also, just to say, it coincides with Smash on Wii U. So, you're going to have like frenzy for that and for Pokemon, but obviously Pokemon's going to be like...
Yeah, you're literally going to be battling, but in two different forms. So you'll be battling Pokemon in Pokemon, and you'll be battling people in Smash Brothers.
Or Pokemon with Pokemon again.
That's true. Yes, because you've got a lot of Pokemon characters in Smash
In
Brothers.
Smash, yep.
I'm
So
actually.
it's going to be manic for both these massive titles, and because it's all owned by Nintendo, it's all good. You're not losing any money.
No, oh my god, I cannot wait to see how much people, what the totals are after getting Pokemon and Smash Brothers on the Wii U, because I think they sold 3 million units of the 3DS version of
Oh
Smash
dear
Brothers
Lord.
here in like a few days. So goodness knows what it's going to be like after
They're
the.
gonna do way more on the Wii U.
Oh god, yeah, because people
Maybe
bought.
it'll make the Wii U worth buying.
Well, there's got a good few amount of games on there already, and also next year you've got the, I think, the new Link or the Zelda game coming out, and various other games, and the Yoshi Yarn game. That'll be
Oh
good.
yeah.
Yeah,
There's a lot of games actually.
I mean, I really am thinking of investing in the Wii U sometime soon. That or a PS3. It's kind of, oh god, what do I want? But I'm definitely not getting an Xbox.
Ah, screw Xbox.
No,
There's nothing on
sorry.
it. Even if they whine, it's an exclusive. What is?
Oh, like
Oh, no
Suns,
one cares.
like Sunset Overdrive, which
Us,
is.
that's honestly not going to tempt me to get
No,
a
same with me.
Xbox. Sorry. I'd rather stick to getting a PS4 or a Wii U because at least I have more options.
That's
Yeah, at least
true.
you actually buy games for it and it won't gather dust. No, yeah, my
Yeah.
Xbox 360 is sitting here without its plugs or anything, just looking really sad
Yeah, my
next
three.
to the PlayStation.
My 360 is looking a bit sad as well. So is my Wii. I think I might have to trade in the Wii for the Wii U, because I think you can play the Wii games on the Wii U, I
Yeah,
believe. I
I
think.
think you could do a. I can't remember a
Meh.
thing.
Yeah,
I know you.
exactly.
I know you can transfer.
Nobody did the research. Nobody
No.
cares.
No.
Maybe I'd suggest you find out before you trade in,
Oh yeah, will do. But
though.
I don't think you get much for a Wii anyway nowadays, so.
£50.
I don't have many games for it, so I wouldn't be losing out as such. So I think I've only got like four games for the Wii.
Oh, don't mind. Dad uses it.
So, looking at all the conventions at the moment, we've come to the last one. Well, in London anyway. So, Hyper Japan. This was an interesting experience. Welcome to the Christmas market. It wasn't very Christmassy, was it, Harriet?
A good amount of cosplayers on Saturday and Sunday wearing Christmassy kind of cosplays, but it was kind of like hats and decorations around, their props and whatnot. So, yeah, I see what you mean. I had a Christmas tree there, though.
That was it. That was the extent of the Christmas market, a little Christmas tree. I
A
think they should have
Christmas
renamed it to
tree.
Winter Hyper Japan, maybe. Though it didn't feel wintry either.
Did they not do that 1 year? I thought it
What,
was the
the
winter
winter?
market. Yeah.
Well, they should have done that this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw one cosplayer with a Christmas hat. Anyway,
I saw a few,
let's not go
but
into the finickety details. But yeah, it was small, it was quaint.
Definitely small.
Yeah, there were two floors. Unfortunately, the top floor, the lighting didn't go to plan on the Friday. It all broke down.
Beep.
But Saturday it was fixed. Didn't make much of a difference. But there were a lot of Lolita clothing, a lot of crafty
Damn
bits and bobs.
it! There was an awful lot of Lolita clothing, but they looked amazing, the costumes.
Yeah,
Oh,
and
sorry, Alex.
also,
Sorry.
yeah, it's just I'm thinking of buying one.
I want to get one. I just don't think I'm the right size for it, but
I was gonna say there were a lot of Japanese-y souvenir things that Alex probably would have liked. Especially the little what do you call it? The things that you put on the mantelpiece, little decorations and stuff. My God, so cute. One of the big highlights was the whole Miku special projection that was hidden upstairs. Did you
Yeah,
watch it?
I never went to that.
Okay, let's talk about it. I actually went. So there was a massive queue. There were like several showings each day. It was in a little room, and it was literally a projector with it was Miku. She was there on the screen, and then she would be dancing and singing her own songs. it was a bit underwhelming.
Yes.
I'll be honest.
I did hear this.
I think it should have been on a bigger screen. Sadly, no one joined in with the singing, and it was just a blank background, so it was just her on the screen hovering. That was it.
I did hear from a couple of people that, yeah, it was very bad. And one of my friends, he's a massive Vocaloid. Well, he's a massive Miku Hatsune fan. And he was just like, No, that really upset me. It really disappointed me.
I have to say that if you were new to it and you walked in that room, you would have been really creeped out.
Really?
There was one song where it was Ren, the yellow-haired girl,
and
her voice was very deep. And I kid you not, people got up and ran and left out of the room. I don't know what that was about, but people ran out of that room. Didn't even walk out.
Funnily enough, the same thing happened when he was there as well.
What was that? No one liked Ren? I don't know. Anyway, I stayed till the end, and it was interesting. It's not something that I would do again. It's definitely not something I'd pay for, so thank goodness that was all included. I would say if you're new to the whole Hatsune Miku thing, play one of the games. Do not watch this, because it makes, I don't know. It's an acquired taste. That's how I'll describe it. Acquired taste.
Plus, the new games are out in a couple of weeks on the Vita and PS3, so play it that
maybe
much better.
Maybe promotion for that, right?
No.
Let's just assume this is why this was done.
It could be,
apart from that, it was all very much, it was all stalls. You had two stages, one main stage which hosted all the cos parades and the WCS,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one. I always get that wrong. They also hosted Shiroe, who did the techno... I think it's best to say techno dancing, techno illusions. I think that's the best way to describe Shiroe. Mm. And then there were some other bits and bobs. I think, that was it. Yana Anna, a singer and model from Japan. She performed on stage some tunes. There was also Diane, who sang the Naruto theme Closer.
Okay, there was Kokei Miyu as well. I saw her on Sunday before the cos parade. She was really good.
Yeah, she only came for the Sunday.
Yeah.
That was the main thing with the Naruto people. They came only on the Sunday. And then the little stage hosted all the YouTubers, a lot of, some of the live musicians. So the Hibiki, the Shamashan player, Akari, and some really fantastic tribal drum player Ren, or was it Wen? Anyway, so they were on the big and the small stages alternatively, and I have to say, you could have just plodded me in front of the stages, and I could have sat there all day just watching. It was quite good.
It was good that you had that you could actually watch from upstairs, because whenever I looked at the stage, all I saw was people like peering over, looking, and that's brilliant, because then everyone
that was
had
really
a chance.
Good for the WCS, that was so good, because you know, there's never enough seats, and people watched from upstairs, and everyone was happy and enjoying it.
Exactly, gave them something to do while they were eating. Because there was lots of food
exactly.
there.
Another thing, Harriet made a good point there. There was so much seating to eat. Perfect. Thank you, Hubby Japan. Buy food there and sit down and actually relax.
Which is what I did both days. Cool. Yeah, I sat down Saturday upstairs and watched the groups. I think it was Shiroe. And then again, Sunday, when David was with me, I sat down, had like the chicken on the skewer, and sat down and watched them again. It's really good.
Oh my God, I actually got... picked out the crowd to perform with Shiroe. That was.
Did
that...
you?
Yeah, I had to do the happy skit.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'd been edited into their thing, going happy, happy, happy.
It was. Oh, wow. I heard that, and it was kind of. It wasn't Pharrell singing. It was more like cats going meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. So let me explain that, Harriet. They got the crowd, and they got us to say words. We didn't know why, and then they edited it into happy.
That makes sense now.
Coincidentally, that my performance was the one that everyone happened to have watched. Yay, YouTube! I can't wait to see it. Good. My only niggle at Hyper Japan was I felt it was really small. I felt there wasn't enough stalls downstairs. I saw everything on the Friday, believe it or not. I was done.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday, I came just to see my friends, and then I watched a bit of the cosplay on the Sunday.
Saturday, I didn't go Friday, but Saturday I was there till it shut the first half, and I pretty much done all I needed to do. I spent more than I should have, but you know what? I didn't really care. You know, I was just at that point. I thought, you know what? There's rare stuff here I'm not going to get again. I got a lot of Sailor Moon stuff. I got Vocaloid stuff. I got Final Fantasy stuff that, you know, I thought...
I have a fact that will make you feel better about your purchases of Sailor Moon things.
Okay.
Someone, the first customer at Dreamybos, which was selling the Sailor Moon stuff, the first customer, they came from Sweden, they spent over £600 on Sailor Moon stuff.
What?
Yeah, doesn't that make you feel disappointed with your collection?
Do you know what? It makes me feel 100% better, because all I got was the two box sets they had of the hairbands and the compacts and the lip balm. And the lip balm was the most expensive one, but do you know what? I thought, fuck it, I'm going to get it. And but the other things I got were Gachapons, which were, these are new, they've just come out, but they're like little snow globes that if you put water in them and shake them, they're like little hearts or the little symbols of each of the scouts, and there's all five of them, including Sailor Moon and Sailor Chibi Moon's compacts, I think the chalice and her transformation pack or something. So I thought, do you know what, I'm going to get them. I've got the bag here beside me. I think that was it for Sailor Moon, and I got a Feet Rhythm figurine as well. And
I saw one store selling loads of Sailor Moon bags, which I'd recognise from the claw machines from when I went to Japan. There's some lucky people out there making a lot of money, but at least it's nice, because then people who can't go to Japan can get all of this stuff and not have to pay the postage fees at least as well.
Exactly. And I got a couple of bits for David as well, in case they sold that, because like I said, he could only make it Sunday, but luckily they were still there, but I was kind of glad I got them anyway.
And the latest trend, I reckon, before it was alpacas, I think the latest trend is tails. I see tails everywhere. There was one whole dedicated store just to tails. And people walking around, they were well-crafted tails.
Not Tails the Fox. No.
Yeah, my brain was going, it can't be Tails the Fox from Sonic. That's
No. They had, like, cat's tails, dragon tails, any kind.
Yeah, it was mostly the dragon ones that I was seeing everywhere.
I saw one cat tail, which could, like, it had, like, a wire in it, so you could turn it and, like, curl it up if you wanted to. Sunday, I was there all day, because I stayed to take photos of the WCS, and I stayed for the winners as well. I do have the winners. There's only four teams for the WCS. A lot of people dropped out, I heard. I don't know why. Maybe it was because, I don't know, they couldn't get the costumes finished in time, or because there were so many other events happening that weekend as well. You had Fort Bubble, you had Collector Mania, Ochiwara.
For free in Milton Keynes, always Manchester.
Ochiwara in Scotland as well, so you don't know. But the two people who won were Rachel and Hannah for their Fushigi Yugi costumes.
Yay!
And
I love that anime. Yay!
And two other pairs of friends were in it as well. There was the Alice in Wonderland and the Cheshire Cat. That was Steph and Tanya. And the Full Metal Alchemist group. That was Scarlet and Francis. So I was just like rooting for them as well. Scarlet and Francis, they came second. So they won... I think it was two Final Fantasy models, one Vincent and one Yuffie.
Oh!
But still, well done to them, because, you know, it was tough. I wouldn't want to be a judge. And then, obviously, the Cos Parade was on afterwards. A lot of people won that. I think Final Fantasy group won the best group. A One Piece cosplayer, he had, I can't remember his name, but he's the one who has the pink feather boa.
Yes, his was fantastic.
It was
my
really
God.
Good.
His abs, he didn't even have to draw them on. My God.
and
shout out to my Dragon Ball Z group. They won on Saturday. I was like, oh, it was really cute. In the morning, the young boy, Josh, he was young Gohan. He won the junior.
Oh, that was on Saturday. Shoujo. Yeah, I saw that.
And then they won the best group in the afternoon. I was like, yay! My brethren.
I got some good shots of him and Colin, I think, who was Master Roshi. I was actually quite lucky where I stood. I got some good photos of the Saturday cosplay, but then on Sunday I was literally plonked right in the middle of the stage. The only thing was the camera right beside me, but yeah, apart from that, not bad. I'll take it.
Hi for Japan. I would class it a good 7 out of 10.
Do you know what? It's a good place to kind of relax. Two of my friends, Chase and Ellie, they'd never been before, and both of them loved it because the fact that it's not as busy as Expo, because when they go there, they film a lot of footage for their music videos. And
there wasn't a lot of cosplayers, I'll say that much.
No, but actually, Chase, he filmed a lot. I'll leave a link, but his video is under Electro Spectrum on Facebook and YouTube, but he's already uploaded his video for Hyper Japan. You think, what? I still haven't even done my Expo video yet. Jesus. But no, it was, yeah, there wasn't an awful lot of cosplayers there, but you know, I got photos of as many people as I could, to be honest. But it was just nice to kind of, even I thought it was chill out a bit, relax, and just not
I mean
about.
The only times where it was jam-packed was Saturday afternoon session,
yeah.
And then I think Sunday morning session. Those were the two really popular slots.
Yeah.
If I would have just been happy just with the Friday, because it was chill out, you could do everything. It's only if I wanted to do any cosplay photos, that would have been a bit difficult for me. I would have had to have come on the Saturday, really. Also, they were selling the photo book, Hyper Japan, which was pretty cool. Volume 1, so they may do some more. And that was just filled with loads of Japanese fashion. It was all just literally goers, either if you were in cosplay, standing around in your Harajuku wear, some of these celebrities that turned up with the guests. And it was only a fiver as well. And yes, me and the drug. Dragon Ball Z group got featured as well. Yay!
Did Alex get featured?
Yeah.
Is she in the book? Oh god, I never bought it. I never thought. Oh,
where are you in the book?
They took photos of me on stage, so I don't know.
We could have finally found out who took the photo. Oh,
pump
shit.
Them down. Oh, I'll have to find out from them.
They might do it again, because this is the first time they've had.
Maybe someone will be nice. So anyone listening to the show, please look for someone in blue armour and tell me where it is, or like take a Snapchat or something of it, so I know I'm in
Snapchat?
The...
Or
Snapchat? That's not good. There'll be dicks all over it, Alex.
Probably.
And you'll only be able to see it for 10 seconds. And
yeah,
but at least I'll confirm it's in there.
Or send it, or tweet it to us.
Yeah, just tweet saying, yeah, you're in there. Oh, okay.
And that's at Attacker Nation UK.
Yay!
And feel free to draw loads of dicks on it.
Oh, God. Oh, dearie me. Yeah, so that's really it for the... There's Birmingham Expo this weekend, and I think that's it. Until next year.
Oh, yes, you crazy Congoers. You can't get enough of it. You're going to go Birmingham and go nuts at MCM.
And then that's when the withdrawal symptoms kind of kick in. It's like, oh, God, there's not another con until March.
Then you're like, it's Christmas. I'm not dressing up.
Yeah. Oh god, I've just realised I've got a costume to make for the next convention, which is in March, and it's just like
March? My next convention is February.
Oh gosh, yeah. LAC.
Yes.
Oh,
what about that? I know, but I meant for me next going away one. So Manami Con, I think it's in Southampton. So that'll be the next one I'll be staying away. But yeah, LAC. Don't ask me why. I thought it was March as well. Yeah.
Hmm.
Go me.
Lots to do.
I'll
be going to LAC because they've announced two voice actresses for it, haven't they?
Awesome. Two of the main leads from Madoka.
Yes, and one of them is Rei in Sailor Moon now. And she was also, oh, I should know this. Oh, God. Nanoha, that's it. Have you heard of Nanoha, the anime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's Nanoha in that. I think she voices Rei and like I should say, she's in Madoka as well.
Fact, they're both best friends in real life.
Oh, are they? Oh, that's sweet.
So they were really, they one of them recommended that we LAC invite the other, so we got them both.
Oh,
woo!
Brilliant. I know David is very happy because he loves Nanoha, and Rei is his favorite, one of his scouts, apart from Mina, Venus, so he's very happy.
Get your tickets online, February.
Yep.
LAC, London Anime Con.
Yes.
And this is us. Over and out. See you later. Goodbye.
Bye.